Denise sat at a kitchen table, watching the empty driveway. It was outside the empty house. She could hear her Cookie Crisp cereal crunching loudly in her ears. Her older brother, Pete, was out at football, and she was waiting for her dad. Her dad dropped round the essentials every Saturday morning, hence why there wasn't enough milk on her cereal. Denise and Pete lived in the house. They used to live there with their mum and dad. Now, mum's gone, dad had a breakdown and moved in with Anita. Anita was a chubby hairdresser, originally from Bexley Heath, with a Vote Leave bumper sticker still on her car from the Brexit vote. Dad drove the car to drop in the bits. He was timid, like a puppy that knew it deserved discipline. Normally between 9 and 11 a.m. It was 11:35 now. He was late and Denise just couldn't wait for breakfast anymore. She could have put on the telly or the radio, but she just listened to the local sounds. The birds, roadworks, and neighbours clattering around next door. Saturday was her morning off. She didn't have school or work. She could do what she liked, but she mainly waited to see her dad and act bored with his existence when he arrived. Both her and her brother were helping with their dad's mortgage payments. They were a tribute act, singing and dancing at functions, events and bar mitzvahs. There was even a section for divorce parties on the website Pete made, but they hadn't done one of those yet. Their mum had loved them performing together. Pete had always hated it. He liked football and cinema with his friends at the weekends, not driving to East Grinstead to compete in the song and dance duet section of the dance festival there. His mum had said he could quit when he was 16. He was 17 and a half now, but he couldn't now because of Denise. Denise loved it and him. Denise loved her dad too. Sometimes. Well, when he wasn't with Anita. When he wasn't with Anita, he would ruffle her long, wavy blonde hair and call her his golden girl, and she would scowl at him, absolutely delighted. She would be filled with a glow she used to feel when she finished doing a living room performance for her mum and her dad used to say, "Look at that little starlet, golden girl, the most beautiful girl in the world. Don't go breaking hearts, Denise." Well, she hadn't. She had nice hair, but she had spots, maybe from hormones, maybe from stress. 14 years old and no shattered hearts. Yet. When Anita was there with Dad, she would tell Denise she had split ends and her hair was dead and needed a cut and that she'd do it. Denise would never let Anita cut her hair.